Last week, Chi Mok, a 65-year-old former engineer for defense contractor Power Paragon, was sentenced to 24 and a half years in prison for attempting to smuggle U.S. defense technology to China. He had been in the States for more than 20 years, a naturalized citizen allegedly planning his espionage mission the whole time.
And just a couple of days ago, federal prosecutors in Chicago indicted a software engineer who allegedly tried to take a one-way trip home to China last year with stolen trade secrets from the telecommunications company where he worked. At least a dozen investigations this year of Chinese espionage cases have led to criminal charges or guilty pleas. And in the last 8 years, immigration and customs enforcement officials have launched more than 500 investigations of illegal technology exports to China. Scientists, students, businessmen, the FBI says they're the preferred covers for a growing network of sleeper spies from China operating in the U.S. We read all about it in a Washington Post article, and we decided to rip it. From the headlines, joining us now to do that is the co-author of that article, Carrie Johnson, Justice Department correspondent for The Washington Post. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. So the case of Chi Mok. In your article, you say prosecutors called him the, quote, perfect sleeper agent. What does that mean? What's the profile for spies like him?
Well, the profile tends to be for people to come to the United States at a young age, often to study or on a delegation mission, and to work at numerous different military or technology companies, establishing relationships with authorities in foreign governments, and in fact responding sometimes over as much as two decades to requests for information about economic and military secrets. These people can often operate under the radar for a very long time. They seem just like anyone's neighbor or friend or colleague, and it's quite shocking to authorities and others when the conduct is uncovered, often many years later.
Has the number of spies operating in the U.S. grown at all? What's the reason for this newfound focus by the Justice Department on Chinese espionage in particular?
Well, the FBI, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Unit, and also the Justice Department increasingly are expressing alarm about this, as are members of the intelligence community. They do not know and will not say how many foreign agents passing secrets to China may be in existence right now. That said, they're concerned that the effort has picked up over the last several years, in particular because some government resources, some U.S. government resources, have been devoted to filling counter-terror gaps post 9/11, and there haven't been as many agents looking for this kind of behavior.
So resources have been reallocated, and now they're worried that there may have been that they may have been missing things.
Yeah, they may have been missing things, and then of course there are students and visiting delegations and others who continue to come into the country who may be engaging in suspicious behavior.
Carrie, from your reporting, what have you learned about how these spies are operating? Is espionage taking place more in a network format or solo agents? I mean, this man Chi Mok was actually part of a family spy ring, right?
Yes, he was. His wife pleaded guilty as well to criminal charges, although they are downplaying through defense attorneys the nature of their conduct and the harm it did to the United States. Based on a review of the dozen or so cases in the last year that have involved criminal charges and or guilty pleas, individuals sometimes act alone, sometimes in very small groups, two or three, which can sometimes make them more difficult to detect for authorities. And they're generally operating under the radar. They may have served as engineers or technology experts or telecommunications analysts for many years at U.S. companies, some of the biggest defense contractors and others in the country.
Let's talk about what the goals of espionage are, and in particular related to China. How much of it is military or defense related these days, and how much of it is business related, economic?
Yeah, that's a great question. And when you talk about military operations, you're talking not only about getting technology and weaponry that they can use to be an aggressor, but also to defend themselves against military powers such as the U.S., were there ever to be a conflict, for instance, in the Taiwan Straits. Moreover, authorities, including people in the Director of National Intelligence Office and others are increasingly concerned about economic secrets, about violations of export control laws for technology and devices that have both military and commercial impact. And U.S. businesses increasingly in California and elsewhere in the technology space have been expressing concern about the theft of those kinds of secrets, which could make China more economically competitive and put U.S. businesses at a disadvantage.
Carrie, this man got 24 years, more than that. That's an unusually long sentence. Why?
It was a jaw-dropping sentence to many, and the judge, Cormac Carney in Southern California, expressed real concern about the nature of the technology and secrets that had been lost to China. He said, we may never know the full extent to the damage to the United States. And he also used the sentence to send a message to others in China or perhaps in the U.S. who are maybe engaging in similar behavior. This was definitely something he wanted to ring in people's ears for years to come.
I think my big takeaway from this article was that there's still such a need for human intelligence in this day and age when there are so many skilled hackers out there that espionage is still taking place at a very ground level. And, you know, the United States is doing it too. Everyone does it. But it was striking to me that there are still all these people out there doing the work on the ground.
That's right. And the FBI has said in public testimony that they have diverted additional resources to attack this problem as of last year, in part because they were so concerned about the use of students and scientists and front companies to acquire military secrets. But this comes after a few years, at least, since 9/11 of diminished resources. So it may take a while for authorities to catch up.
Carrie Johnson, Justice Department correspondent for The Washington Post. Hey, Carrie, thanks for sharing your reporting with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we'll take a look at some of the most emailed and viewed stories on the net, including a suspended radio host and a nest of tortoises. Plus, the best song in the world today. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.